Hey friends, happy Mother's Day. Okay, so this episode will air tomorrow on Monday, but I'm recording this episode on Sunday, and I had the best Mother's Day, and I pray that you guys did too. Gosh, it was such a nice day. It was sunny. I got to hang out outside, tinker around in my garden. My husband made his famous chili. We went to go visit my parents. We sat on the porch and ate. All around, a super good day, and I hope you had a great day too. This episode is super timely. It's titled The Proverbs 31 Home, Managing Household Responsibilities. And I can't think of a better title to come out right by Mother's Day. Actually have a special guest that wants to say hello.
Hi.
Come closer.
Hi.
Tell him Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
That's my boy right there. All right, friends, grab your pen and paper and let's dive in. Hey, and welcome to Boundaries Over Burnout. Do you wish you had time to slow down and enjoy your life again? Do you find it hard to shut off your work brain, put your phone down, and be present with your kids? Hey, I'm Alicia, entrepreneur, wife, Midwestern mama, and former yes girl. I became an entrepreneur with a 3-month-old baby and a whole lot of dreams. In this podcast, you'll learn how to identify and set boundaries to help you escape the cycle of burnout so you can be the thriving woman that you're called to be. Turn off your notifications, put down the to-do list, and let's dive in. So the Proverbs 31 woman was an early riser. It says in Proverbs 31:15 that she rose early and prepared food for her family and portions for her female servants. So I don't know about you, but I do not have any servants. If you do, that is super cool, but I do not. And I have a feeling that most of us listening probably don't have servants either. So to dig into this and dissect it a little bit, the Proverbs 31 woman had to have a killer morning routine to be prepared to do all the hard work that she had to set her hands to, right? Now, she didn't have the technology that we have. She didn't have the KitchenAid mixer, the food processor, the toaster, the microwave, all the things that make our life so much easier, she didn't have. So she was very industrious, resourceful, and hardworking. So something that we can take from this piece is being prepared in the morning and having our food stocked. So, and for the evenings, you know, for dinner time. So something that we can apply to our modern day life is having a food prep list. So each week what I do is I make my meal plan. And so I just go from Monday through Friday because the weekends were kind of flying by the seat of our pants. And what I'll do is I'll write down what we're going to eat each day. So I'll do breakfasts and I'll do dinner and snacks. Lunch, the kids are at school, they're eating there, and they do school lunch for the most part. So as I write down Monday through Friday, everything that we're going to eat that week, then I make a simple list on the side of the paper of everything I need to buy for each meal. So I have all the ingredients, because if I do not go to the grocery store with a list, I will come back with a bunch of random things and not have what we need for our actual meal. And I have a feeling I'm probably not the only one that does that. If you can go to the store without a list, though, you're awesome. And then what I do is I will prep all the food that I can. So I have a list of everything that needs prepped. So I'll write down anything that I can do in advance. And this is usually what I do on Sundays. So I'll clean my fruits and my vegetables. I'll do the chopping. If we have a particularly busy night, so for instance, if I know that we have like football practice or something like that, I'll even sometimes go ahead and cook the meat in advance and throw it in the freezer. So if we're going to have, for instance, tacos that night, I'll actually cook the taco meat, freeze it, and then the morning of, I'll just stick it in the refrigerator, and then we can come home and I can literally whip dinner up in about 20 minutes. Traditionally, I had cooked a little bit differently. So I was using a lot of things that did come out of a box, which there's nothing wrong with that if you do that or you want to keep doing that. But I have really been digging into cooking from scratch. So this is a whole nother learning curve for me. It's something I've always wanted to do, and I finally decided to take the dive and do that. So I am in the process of switching over my super clean aesthetic kitchen to an actual working kitchen right now. And for the first time in a long time, I have all these things on my counter. And even though it looks a little bit cluttery, we don't have a very big kitchen. So we kind of have to utilize the space the best we can. But even though it looks cluttery, it feels so homey. And I have my mixer out. I have just, my jar of sourdough starter sitting out. I have, I don't know, just accoutrements to cook with. And before, I would make sure everything was tucked away and put away so perfectly and nicely. And my kitchen feels lived in, and I absolutely love it. My friend popped over the other day, and I was making butter, which is so fun and so easy. You can't mess it up. So if anybody wants to try that, let me know, and I'll share how I do it. But she said, Alicia, your kitchen looks so lived in, and I love it. And that was super cool that she felt comfortable in it and that she could see the changes in my cooking too. So that was super fun. So the Proverbs 31 woman is prepared when it snows. She has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. Proverbs 31, 21. I absolutely love this. So she takes pride in her household. She takes pride in her family, and she's prepared. I don't know about you guys, but when winter comes, I buy all the gloves. Like, I buy so many pairs of gloves. And then I do have a little fear when it snows because about a month in, the kids are missing their gloves and we have no gloves. So, oh my gosh. The missing glove saga. But she's organized and she's well stocked. So the Proverbs 31 woman is super organized. And something that we can add to our modern life is taking a stock of what we need for each season. So when winter is approaching, then we could go and buy all the gloves and the hats and all the things and try to teach the kids to not lose them, even though it's super tough. And have everything prepared that we're going to need. Make sure that the kids' boots still fit before the first snowfall hits. That's definitely something that I failed in before. I hadn't realized how much my son had grown, and it was snowing, and his boots were so tight from the year before. So she was super organized and she was well stocked, and we can definitely add that to our modern day life with whatever season we're in. Taking a mental note and then sitting down and making a list and putting everything together and just making sure that we have everything that our family needs. The Proverbs 31 woman watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. That's Proverbs 31:27. So she manages the affairs of her household. So this makes me think that we really need to dig into the family calendar. Do you ever have times where your husband might say, "Do we have practice tonight?" or "What's going on this week?" And there's a lot of back and forth. I think it's so important to have a family calendar where it's the family hub. You can put all the week's activities on this calendar. That's something that we do at our house. And then I have my personal calendar, and then I write everything that the kids need to do, or if I need to be somewhere specifically and my husband needs to be home with the kids or vice versa, we can put that on the family calendar and then everybody's in the know and then everybody's in the loop and things run a lot more smoothly and efficiently. Another thing that I want to touch on is getting your family involved with the planning, with the prep, and with the household chores. It was probably, I don't know, a year and a half ago, I really dug into this with my son. I had always had him do his basic chores, like, you know, picking up his toys and putting his laundry in the laundry basket and stuff. But we really started expanding on that, and he has his daily chores that he does. And at first, it was a bit of a struggle. He would be, you know, fighting me and saying I don't want to, but it's just something we needed to do. So we kept on that with that consistently. And now, as soon as my son gets off the bus, he unloads the dishwasher, which is amazing because that's like my least favorite task. I do not love unloading the dishwasher. I don't mind loading it, but for whatever reason, loading it or unloading it is just no fun. So that's his task. And then he keeps his room clean and picks up after himself. And that took a lot of pressure and stress off of me because I would find myself running around behind everyone and picking up after them. And once I got everybody on board with this, it made my life so much easier so I could manage the tasks. I could, you know, get all the grocery shopping done, the meal planning, the meal prep, and keeping everybody organized and scheduled. So if your kiddos are not doing chores and you would like to have some help in your household so it runs a little bit more smoothly and efficiently, I would definitely start that. You know, you could start small and just build on from there. And honestly, my son's chores, like, I don't know, the dishwasher maybe takes 10 minutes. And then his room is, you know, that varies. Some days it looks like the Tasmanian devil went through and it takes him longer. And then some days when he's kept himself pretty tidy and picked up after himself as he was done playing with things, you know, it might take him 5 minutes to clean his room. But I definitely believe that we're preparing our kids for real life, and their husbands and wives will thank us in the future when they are able to contribute to the household and they're able to clean up after themselves and be a little bit more independent. And chores can start at such a young age. You know, even your toddler could, you know, put their toys in a basket and just start ingraining that in them so it's easier as time goes on. And then as they get older, you could just add a little bit more and a little bit more. And then that's going to take a lot of the pressure off of you, mama, because there's plenty to do. And even though you love doing it and you do it with joy, it can be a little bit draining when you are also going behind your family and cleaning up messes. So getting the whole family on board is super helpful. So there's one more thing I wanted to touch on when it comes to food prep. So I do not script my episodes or anything like that. When I have Bible verses I'm reading, I will definitely read those. So I make sure I read them accurately, but I just have bulletin points. So bear with me. But when it comes to food prep, something that I have started doing now that I'm cooking more from scratch, and my goal is to pretty much make everything from scratch for the most part. So what I started doing is getting all my flours, my sugars, honey, oats, things of that nature in bulk. And then I put them in these beautiful, you know, like mason jar type containers. So all different types of glass containers. And today for Mother's Day, I got this beautiful heart. I'll actually put it on the Facebook page so you guys can see it. And maybe it'll inspire you too. For those of you that might have a little bit of a smaller kitchen or you don't have a whole lot of cabinet space. So I got this beautiful cart and I put my jars on it. And it's so nice. And this cart is on wheels, so I can literally now pull it over to the counter when I'm baking. So stocking your pantry and getting foods in bulk will make your life so much easier if you do want to start cooking more from scratch. And next on the list is I'm going to start going to the meat market and getting my meat in bulk. My dad and I actually have a date. We're going to go. Hi, Dad. I know you're going to be listening. We're going to go next week and we're going to get our meat in bulk. And then, so the downside of this is that you have to usually section it all out yourself and freeze it. It's ideal if you do have a deep freeze, but if you don't, that's okay. I don't have a deep freeze. I'm just going to get a smaller amount of meat. So maybe enough meat for the month as opposed to 3 months. So you can just section it out. I have done this in the past. It's been quite a few years. And a few little tips that I can share about this is if you are getting ground beef and you put it in your zipper, in your Ziploc bags, keep it open and take a rolling pin and smooth it out pretty flat and then seal it. And then you're going to have these really nice stackable little bags of ground beef that you can have in your freezer. And then for your chicken, you know, section it out. If you have however many pieces of chicken you may need per meal, I would go ahead and just section those out together. And then have a few pieces of chicken that you have separated out by themselves in case you need like one piece of chicken just for, you know, maybe some chicken and rice, or maybe you want to throw it into some soup or something like that. Because if you freeze everything together, it's quite a mess to thaw out if you just need certain pieces. So buying in bulk and pantry stocking is huge. Like I said, I'm kind of dipping my toe in this right now and getting the lay of the land. But once I am really comfortable with this and I have everything down, I'm going to definitely share with you guys on an episode of how to stock your pantry efficiently. And I can tell you guys that we have saved already, and I'm like literally like halfway into the cooking from scratch. I'm definitely not 100%. I probably will never be 100%. But I'm getting pretty close, you know, making my own butter. I'm making sourdough, which is still a work in progress, but I have a fresh batch on the stove right now and it looks pretty darn good. So sourdough, butter, getting my, you know, grains and sugars and stuff in bulk. It's literally saved, I feel like, half my grocery budget. I feel like I've cut my grocery budget in half. I'm really trying to think about that. I think it's probably in half because I'm not buying the prepackaged things quite as much. I've been making for sweet treats, you know, cookies and muffins and things like that, as opposed to the store-bought packaged items, which, you know, they definitely have a time and place. But when you do cook from scratch, you know exactly what your family's eating. You can save tons of money. And honestly, it's kind of therapeutic. I love it. I love being in my kitchen. I love cooking. It's super fun. If that's not your thing, that is 100% fine. I've went through phases in my life where I've done, you know, like the meal or like HelloFresh, where everything's in a box and you just cook what they give you. It's super delicious. There's so many ways to feed your family in a healthy way. So by no means do you ever have to cook from scratch. Whatever you're doing, I'm sure is fabulous. So don't feel like, you know, I'm pushing the everything homemade thing, because I'm not. It's just where I'm at in my journey, and I wanted to share that. Okay, friends. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope it was helpful. If you have any ideas for a future episode that you would like me to dig into, you can email me at hello@boundariesoverburnout.com. I would love to hear from you, and it would bless me so big if you would leave me a 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts. It's super simple. It'll take 2 minutes. You just go to the podcast app and you scroll down and it'll say leave a review, and you can do it right there. I love to read them on the show, and it really blesses me to see that this podcast is helping you guys. And I love hanging out with you. So hop on over to the Facebook community and hang with us. I'll link that in the show notes. And I will talk to you guys next week. Have an awesome week. Hey mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share this podcast with a friend who may be craving more work-life balance in her own life? Also, it would mean the world to me if you would give this podcast a 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know that this is helping you, and it helps other mamas find the show. Thanks so much. I'll see you next time.